This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
Over at T minus 6 minutes. Now let me hit this important area. Thousands of articles a day demonizing the American people, saying anybody that supports borders or doesn't want to take four shots or questions elections is a terrorist. And just absolute hyping of this everywhere. And now we've got this out of the Gateway Pundit. Pure evil. Biden's DOJ is threatening January 6th defendants with life in prison after walking inside U.S. Capitol taking pictures. And the whole article lays out how they're now openly telling defendants that they may just charge them basically with terrorism, with sedition, and try to keep them in jail for the rest of their lives. Evil is walking the halls of the government, and weak men and women are too afraid to speak out. And the whole article lays this important information out on what seditious conspiracy means. Meanwhile, actual insurrection. Chicago mayor calls to arms, close quote, over Supreme Court. Mayor Lightfoot has issued a call to arms in response to leaked ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, which would overturn Roe v. Wade, implying that the USSC should come for the LGBTQ rights next. My friends, she goes on, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. The moment has to be the call to arms, she wrote in the tweet. And again, that's a figure of speech, but if I said that, that'd arrest me. McConnell says national abortion ban possible in a statement. We now have leftist activists threatening Supreme Court justices and attacking Christianity. You know all about this, but it's just getting out of control. Satanic Temple will argue abortion is a religious ritual in legal challenge. We live in a society, says the meme, where homosexuals lecture us on morals, transvestites lecture us on human biology, baby killers lecture us on human rights, and socialists lecture us on economics. And remember when Chuckie Schumer said that they would come after Supreme Court justices if they had reaped the whirlwind, they better watch it. Now that's protected speech, but it's right on the edge. But it's nothing compared to what they're planning in the future. Look at this meme. First wave feminism. We want to be equal to men. Second wave feminism. We don't need men. Third wave feminism. We are men. Certainly says it all. Meanwhile, I see these stories everywhere. Feminists bake sourdough bread using her own vaginal yeast. All of it gross. All of it degrading women. It just goes on and on and on from there. I don't have time to get to it, but this video of Trudeau, maybe we can roll it, where he couldn't even run a flag up a flagpole. These people are paper tigers, and we've got to start calling them on it and stop letting them order us around and thinking for ourselves is the only way out of this. All right. They're planning big stuff in the next 182 days out of the midterms. They've said the number one terror threat is Christian conservatives and evil white people and people that question election fraud. Tomorrow we'll be covering clips and analysis out of 2,000 Mules. Meant to get to it today, but had so much going on. We'll start the show with that tomorrow, I promice, and really give it a big push and analysis. And Dinesh D'Souza and others are scheduled to be on the show next week. But that is such an important film as well. But just remember that all of this flows out of globalism and the corrupt corporations that are anti-free market and want to make us poor so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. And that's why being successful, being positive, being vibrant, being leaders, not taking it lying down, but taking it as a challenge of like climbing a mountain will make us stronger in the end because they can't break our will. So pray to God to strengthen your will and discernment. And pray to God to rise you up as a leader, not just help yourself, but help others. And thank you all for your support and what you do. Now, everybody, have you told your friends and family, your neighbors or strangers about InfoWars.com today? Have you told them about the War Room at 3 p.m.? You tell them that Wayne Allen Root, who's a fireball of knowledge, best-selling author, talk show host, researcher, is about to take over on the other side, so strap yourselves in. And then, in 55 minutes, the great Owen Schroyer with the War Room, Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots with you for this hour. Alex Jones, thank you for having me on. I see my tie is a little bit off. We'll work on that. In any case, let me tell you what I've got in store for you today. Lots of things. Let me start with a little personal gratification. I feel great that I wrote a book called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And it was a number one bestseller in, I don't know, about 20 categories at Amazon. It's been on and off. A top bestseller for the last 6 months. Since it came out, it was number one. And the point of the book is to go after the woke corporations. And I listed 116 companies that I did thousands of hours of research and found the 116 most woke companies that accept our money, get rich on our money, and treat us like garbage. Conservatives, Christians, deplorables, patriots. They take our money and they treat us like garbage. And I went out with those thousands of hours of research and hired a team. And that team found the phone numbers, the email addresses, the social media addresses, the physical address of each one of these companies, their CEOs, and their board of directors. And I listed it in this book. And so it came out, I don't know, about 8 months ago. I must have written it about a year ago. Who's on that list? Right at the top, Disney. How did I know? I just knew. Thousands of hours of research. Who's near the top? Netflix. Who's near the top? Target. So let me start with what happened after the book came out. The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book, comes out. And over the last few months, Disney has lost over $60 billion in market share. Netflix has lost over $50 billion in market share. And now, who wants more of the pain? Who is into S&M and wants more of the pain? Target. Target, clothing store, the department store. It sells more than just clothing, but they sell all kinds of junk, low-end junk. And Target is now proud to announce their collaboration with a queer company. Now, they're the ones who use that word, not me. To me, queer is a terrible word. I would never use that word. To me, queer is a bad word. You know, it's like when you use a bad word for African-Americans. You use that N-word, your life's over, your career's over. To me, queer is a terrible, poisonous word. Gays love it now. Everything's about, you know, I'm queer, she's queer, it's queer. We're a queer company. We stand behind queers. So they're the ones who like the word, not me. And so the announcement is that Target is in bed with a queer company that features, and I don't care if you're gay. I've never cared if someone's gay. I come from New York City. I come from Hollywood, where I was a big game show host and a talk show host and an anchor man. And it doesn't bother me if you're gay. What bothers me is the transgender brainwashing and trying to convince kids in kindergarten that they should switch their sex and turning on the TV set and everybody's gay. Everybody's transgender and everybody's minority. As if there's no white people left in the world and no straight white males. It's all being shoved down our throat in the most massive propaganda brainwashing campaign the world's ever known. And it's not for equality. I don't mind equality. It's for superiority. Every word that comes out of liberals' mouths is that white straight males are bad. We belong in some sort of concentration camps, re-education camps. They want to torture us. They want to ruin our lives. They want to attach electrodes to our body, shock us till we say, yes, yes, I love transgenders. They should make up the entire military force. That's what they're looking for. Every child in school, every boy should be a girl. Every girl should be a boy. We should be proud. They want us to say that. It's sick. It's mental illness. If you want to be gay, if you're born gay, great. Hey, I've nothing against you. But Target is now partnering with a queer company to feature binders and packing briefs from a company called Tomboy X. And the photo they're showing is two incredibly large-sized women with their arms around each other in an embrace and tattoos up and down their arms. Let me explain to you what binders and packing briefs are. Because if you don't know, it doesn't surprise me. I didn't know. I've never heard of things like this. It's an entire country that's gone mental illness, loco, crazy, nutso, the whole country. Do you know what binders are? When girls want to be boys, they can't have breasts. So instead of wearing a bra that pushes your breasts up and attracts normal men, you wear a binder that ties your breasts in so you look like a man that has no breasts, even though you're a girl. Do you know what packing briefs are? I'll bet you can guess. It's for boys who want to be girls. If you're a girl, you wouldn't have an appendage sticking out. You wouldn't have a penis, right? So they have you put on packing briefs that are so tight, like binders, pulling a woman's breasts in so you look more like a man. They're pulling your penis in so it looks like you're a girl and you're not packing. Get it? So those are packing briefs. Those are binders. And Target is proud to be selling that to the transgender generation. Now, here's my point. Oh, God. Look at that picture. Here's my point. I'm going to vomit, I swear, on national TV. Just to show you again how open-minded I am, I was the libertarian. I was a presidential candidate in 2008, and I campaigned all over the country, went to 50 libertarian state conventions. I've been a Republican my whole life. But for 1 year, I decided to try and win the libertarian presidential nomination because I was so angry at George W. Bush, who I thought was one of the worst presidents ever, and a Republican so bad he convinced everyone to become a Democrat, and I was right. It led to the election of Obama. That led to the ruination of America. George W. Bush was such a lousy president. He led to us, the country, embracing Obama, and that led to the ruination of America, and that set us down the road to destroying this country where we are now. So I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, finished second, almost won the nomination, lost out to Bob Barr. Bob Barr chose me as his vice presidential running mate. Congressman Bob Barr, Georgia, who led the impeachment of Clinton, and a very credible, well-known, high-profile congressman out of Georgia picked me to be his VP nominee, and I traveled the country on the presidential ticket of the Libertarian Party. And I tell you this because they asked me to go to the gay parade in San Francisco. Wayne, the macho straight guy who's never been around a gay parade in my life and never planned to be, was told I was the guy to sit in the convertible and drive in the parade representing the Libertarian Party and wave to the gay crowd who was making out with each other and hugging each other. And I dutifully did it and enjoyed myself and had a good time and was very nice, as I always am, to everybody. All my life I've been nice to everyone. No matter what I'm thinking inside, you're all crazy, you're all nuts, you're all radical. I was nice. I was nice to every gay person I met. I have no problem with gay people. I have a problem with transgender brainwashing in kindergarten through 12th grade, let alone 3rd grade. But I have no problem if you want to be gay and hug each other and kiss each other, you go do it. So I sat in that car and I waved at the gay parade in San Francisco to the whole crowd. I've been a pro-gay conservative Republican my whole life. If you want to be gay, be gay. If you want to get married, get married. Who cares? Two women want to get married, go get married. I don't care. Two guys want to get married, whatever you do in the privacy of your bedroom you want to do, good. When you want to brainwash my children and convince them to mutilate their genitals at an age where they have no mental ability to make lifelong decisions. I draw a line. When Joe Biden said the MAGA movement is the most extreme movement in America's history, no. The Democrat Party is the most extreme movement in Democrat history. Everything I believe in is normal. Everything you believe in is normal. It's God's will. It's the Bible. This is abnormal. Packing briefs and binders for girls who want to make believe they're boys and boys who want to make believe they're girls. So, folks, it's time to pick up a copy of my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I've got all the contact information. Disney, we took care of, and let's keep taking care of them. Boycott them and starve them. Target is the new Disney. Target Corporation is the new Disney. All the contact information's in the book. How did I know? I just knew who was going to go crazy and be radical and be liberal and be woke and be communist. And I was right. Target's the new Disney. Make them our target. Destroy their ability to be woke.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, way down the route. So many things to talk about, I don't know where to begin. So let me begin with a little intro as to who I am. I opened the show with my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You just saw that on the screen. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I've got a national radio show, nationally syndicated, every afternoon, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time, afternoon drive, Central time, 5 to 8 p.m. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. How do you find it? You can go to usaradio.com and listen live. Or you can go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, foramerica.com. And everything starts there. I've got my radio shows, a button right near the top that says listen to the radio show live now. And when it's on the air, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific, you click on it and you're automatically listening. Or you can go to USA Radio to listen. You've got a button up, Root for America, to listen to my podcast, War Raw, 7 days a week, including the weekend edition that's on video. And that video is at rootforamerica.com every single Friday afternoon and throughout the weekend with America's top 10 stories that you all need to know. If you're conservatives, if you're Christians, if you're patriots, if you're deplorables, etc. These are the stories you need to know. As I always say, if you love God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump, War Raw is for you. And Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, is for you. And then we've got my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. And on the Alex Jones Show, when I give out this email, they just pour in. Because you guys are the greatest engaged audience. You know the country's being ripped apart. You know it's a purposeful, intentional attack on America. It's not a mistake. And you know that we've got to all stick together. So the emails I get are amazing. You're all salt of the earth, blue-collar, middle-class, working-class people, the typical Trump voter who they're trying to take the country away from and destroy your life. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. And you can sign up at RootForAmerica.com and join my mailing list, and I'll send you all my columns, all my videos, everything's at RootForAmerica.com. There is some hope in America. It's not just negative. And that's the thing. We hear so much negative, and it's bad. This attack is awful, an intentional, purposeful attack on America. But it isn't all bad. Some of the news is good. Here was my most recent column, Meet the Greatest GOP Salesman in History. I've been a Republican for a long, long time. I'm only 60 years old, but I've been a true blue Republican for 57 years, since 1964, when I was 3 years old, handing out political campaign literature for Barry Goldwater in my father's arms in Mount Vernon, New York, at a train station. So I've been a Republican a long time. So I think I know a thing or two about the Republican Party. So who is the greatest Republican salesman of all time? You can make the argument it's Ronald Reagan. He was my hero, and he was certainly one of the great presidents in the history of America, and certainly one of the greatest economic presidents who took Jimmy Carter's economic nightmare and disaster and turned it into the greatest economic recovery in the history of the world in just 2 short years. Amazing. And he turned a whole generation of young people into proud Republicans. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. We love you. A strong argument could be made. It's Donald Trump. He not only upset Hillary Clinton in what was probably the biggest upset in the history of American presidential politics while she was spying on him and knew everything he was going to do and knew his campaign plans and knew his entire speeches because she was spying on him like Watergate, he still beat her. And then in 2020, he got the most votes of any Republican in history. He got the most votes of any sitting president in history. He got the most new votes of any president in his second run for office in history, 11 million new voters. And so Donald Trump is amazing. He also, this year, 2022, has endorsed 55 Republican candidates in primaries around the country. His record's 55-0. He's an amazing guy. So it's not the GOP anymore. It's the DJT, the Donald J. Trump Party, Donald John Trump Party. Now, that's a great salesman. That's an epic salesman. That's a legendary salesman. Trump is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I've called him that before. But in the end, I still got to argue, the single greatest GOP salesman in history is Joe Biden. This guy has done more to convert the whole America into Republicans and have a distaste for Democrats than anybody could ever hope to do. Never has anyone done a better job in 18 months to destroy a country. He's turned the greatest country in world history into a combination of basket case and dumpster fire. The economy is imploding. Negative gross domestic product, meaning negative economic growth. Over 20% real inflation on the ground. Forget the 8% number. The real inflation figure, 20%. Personal incomes year to year down by over 20%. Manufacturing, already the numbers show we're entering recession. Worker productivity, the lowest since 1947. And the stock market crashing day after day after day for 6 weeks now. Last week, one of the worst weeks in history. A couple days last week, among the worst days in history. And last I looked today, it was crashing again. It was up 500 points, then it was down 500. So I have not looked in an hour, so forgive me, I'm on national TV. But last I looked, it was crashing again. We are suffering from massive hyperinflation, starting to feel like Zimbabwe meets the Weimar Republic. The middle class is being destroyed by gas and grocery prices, and it's only going to get much, much worse. Big cities in the USA look like Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the atomic bomb was dropped because of soft on crime policies by Democrats and Democrat DAs backed by that communist traitor, George Soros. Cities are filled now under Biden with crime and violent crime and murder and homeless bums in tent cities and drug needles and poop and pee. It's unimaginable what he's done to our country. And retail stores are being robbed left and right. And then there's Biden's insane immigration policies. The whole world's coming in because he invited them in and the border's wide open and he's getting rid of, what is it, Title 42? It's a disaster. And the crime wave they're going to bring and the welfare they want will bankrupt this country and kill someone close to you. I haven't even mentioned the 1,000-pound elephant in the room, Biden's vaccine mandates. Millions of workers had to be forced vaccinated or lose their jobs. And the result is skyrocketing death and disability and crippling injuries across the USA. Life insurance companies are in a panic. They report non-COVID deaths up 40% or higher since the vaccine mandate. And worse still, the millennial death rate, a staggering 84% up since the vaccines. And if Biden didn't kill your job with this awful economy or kill your income with this awful inflation or literally kill you with the vaccine, now he's got us on the verge of World War III with Russia threatening nuclear annihilation. And I can almost guarantee you China will be invading Taiwan any day now, which will be a disaster for the United States and pull us into World War III. I'll finish this commentary when we get back. The world's greatest GOP salesman is Joe Biden. And I'll finish up by proving my point. Thank you, Joe Biden. God bless you. You're the best thing that ever happened to the GOP. You're convincing everyone to leave the Democratic Party and become a Republican. The only bad news is you're the worst thing to ever happen to our beloved United States of America. Wayne Root, WayneRoot@gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com, the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin and mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Great Patriot protest and boycott. Look, I just got I have about 20 emails waiting here from people who are watching the Alex Jones Show, WayneRoot@gmail.com, but one of them caught my eye. Looked through about 10 of them. Frank says, I'm currently watching on the Alex Jones Show, enjoying your delivery and content as the guest host for the hour. And by the way, I do this hour every Tuesday. Thank you, Alex Jones and company. I promptly went to Amazon to buy your new book. Very excited to read it. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because he says, I'm from Winnipeg, Canada, so not even from America, but believe in what people like yourself stand for and work for, and wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless, Frank. So first of all, thank you. All of us, Alex Jones, me, I don't care who it is, the late Rush Limbaugh, the Michael Savages, the Sean Hannitys, the Mark Levins, none of us are doing this for us. We're doing it for America and our kids and our future grandkids. And we're doing it for you. and we're doing it for Canada, and we're doing it for Australia, and we're doing it for New Zealand, and we're doing it for Great Britain, and all the countries where the communist, authoritarian, fascist, New World Order, Great Reset leaders are in place trying to destroy your life. And so it warms the cockles of my heart when I see letters from Canadians that come in right while I'm on TV to say, bought your book, and I can't wait to read it. And yes, there are great conservatives in Canada. Yes, there are great conservatives in Australia. Yes, there are great conservatives in Austria. Everywhere in the world where the communists and the globalists and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and George Soros are trying to take over, I believe the majority of the people are the silent majority, the middle class and the working class, and they're trying to destroy you, bankrupt you, take your rights away. Think about it. Think about Cuba. Think about Venezuela. Those are modern examples of communism and globalism and authoritarianism and dictatorships and tyranny. And in those countries, there was a rich upper class, rich people and middle class. And then Castro came along. And then Hugo Chavez came along in Venezuela. And they instituted socialism. See, socialism is communism. Don't let people convince you they're two different things. Socialism is the economic system of capitalism. Of communism. Socialism is the economic system of communism. They go hand in hand. Communism is the political system that imprisons you, punishes you, and takes everything away from you, and tortures you, and murders you. Socialism doesn't do any of that. It's the economic system that bankrupts everything and everyone it touches. And so it makes all the rich people and all the business owners and all the middle class people that were living great lives, it makes them all live in poverty and misery and malaise. Soon you're driving a donkey cart or a 1958 Oldsmobile in 2022. You've got nothing, and you're in a Mad Max landscape, which is what Biden wants for all of us, and you've got nothing and no way to fight back. Oh, and they take your guns away. Every country in the history of the world that killed its citizens first took their guns away. I'm a Jew. Nazi Germany passed the law. No Jew could own a gun before they instituted the Holocaust and murdered my people. Guns are so important. As long as we all have arsenals in our homes, the government can never totally control us and take advantage of us. Always fight for the First Amendment so you have freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment so you have the guns to back it up. Without that, you have nothing. So what are Democrats trying to do? Yes, don't tread on me. What are Democrats trying to do? Take your guns away so you're powerless and helpless, number one. And number two, ban you and censor you and burn our conservative books and take away our free speech and social media and brainwash us with their communist propaganda and their lies about the vaccines and the vaccine mandates. Those of you who know me know I'm the world's biggest Donald Trump fan. I celebrate him. I root for him. And he was the greatest president in my lifetime. If he had a second term, he would have become the greatest president ever, or certainly top five. But him and I disagree on one topic vehemently: vaccines. The vaccines are killing people. The vaccines are crippling people. The vaccines are disabling people. The vaccines are the way to control us and kill us and weaken us and destroy our military and destroy our airline pilots and destroy our police and our first responders. Why Trump doesn't get that, I have no idea. But the reason I brought up this Canadian guy, Frank, who sent me that note, thank you, Frank, is A, thank you for being a conservative in Canada. They probably wouldn't believe it, right? They don't think you still exist. And I know secretly most of Canada's conservatives. But number two, I firmly believe if we want to avoid a civil war, because we're not going to get there with just the vote, you and I know that. A vote can no longer take this country back. Even though I want you all to vote Republican, and I want to win the House by a landslide, and I want to win the Senate by a large margin, and I want to win in 2024, even with rigged elections, if we have enough voters, we can even overcome the rig like Trump did in 16. But that's not enough either, because the evil communist globalists all control every lever of government, every government agency. You saw what they did to Trump. They prevented him for 4 years from doing everything he really wanted and needed to do. So it's they control the school system. They control the colleges. They control the courts. They control the media. They control Hollywood. And they control every government agency and almost every government employee and every teacher and professor. That's a lot to overcome. So I think, personally, and I'll bet you agree with me, we're beyond the point of winning through only elections and voting. Even though you've all got to vote and every vote counts, I'll never discourage you from voting. I will only encourage you to vote. But it's not enough. You know it. You feel it. The country's going under. They're destroying it. It's the Great Reset. And a vote will not be enough. So here are the choices. We're either going to go in the street and it's going to be a revolution or a civil war, or we're going to do it peacefully. And I'm rooting for no war. I'm rooting for no civil war. I'm rooting for nobody getting hurt, nobody getting killed. I'm rooting for the people of the Patriots and the Christians shouldn't be in the street because we'll be fighting with the people we love. Military, National Guard, policemen. How are you going to do that? We love them. We can't shoot them. We can't fight with them. So we got to come up with a peaceful solution. And I've got it. The Roe versus Wade abortion ruling leads the way to my peaceful solution. And that is, we need a divorce. Think of the EU. Every single state in the EU is its own country. Germany, Spain, France, Italy, England, Netherlands, you name it, Belgium. They're all their own country with their own laws, their own tax systems, their own cultures. And over them is a banner. They're all united under the European Union, the EU. Why can't we have 50 states that are countries that are all united under the North American banner of the United States of America? So that red states go their separate way from blue states, although we may share an army, we may share a national defense, we may share a nuclear power system, but we each have our own economy, our own tax systems, and our own cultures, just like Europe. That's exactly what I believe needs to happen if we're going to avoid what liberals clearly want. Communists, liberals, progressives, socialists, Marxists, whatever you want to call them, they are spoiling for the end of America, the end of capitalism, and a civil war. And they want to put government's boot on our necks and control our lives and destroy our lives. And it's clear to me, we can't live with these people anymore. And their critical race theory and all white people are evil and transgenderism is great. And our kids should change their sex and open all the borders there and vaccinate everyone and mask everyone and lock down everyone. They're insane. We need a divorce, a separation, a secession. And the blue states will go their separate ways from the red states. And they'll live their way and we'll live our way with some common bond of the United States of America. That's what I think is the solution at this moment. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back. RootForAmerica.com. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or RootForAmerica.com. See you in a sec.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back. WayneRoop@gmail.com is my email. I keep getting emails from all of you wonderful people, and I love to hear from you. So that's number one. Number two is root4america.com, my website. And number three is my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And I never got a chance to finish because we were going out why I think that the Roe versus Wade decision, if it holds up, will be the perfect entree for my idea, my vision, my argument that we need to have separate states that are like countries with their own culture, their own tax system, their own beliefs. And just like Europe under the blanket of the EU, we could be under the blanket of the United States or under North America. But the reality is we each have our own red states going our separate way. Why do I say that? Because liberals are the ones who are going to lose their minds if, in fact, the Supreme Court is ruling that Roe versus Wade is no more, and it's a states' rights issue. They're not ending abortion as we know it. That's a lie. They're not doing anything to end abortion. Each state gets to make their own decision as per the Constitution and what the Founding Fathers had a vision of. It's correct. Each state should make their own decision. And if you're against abortion and you believe it's murder and you're a strong Christian, make sure your state bans abortion or severely limits abortion. But liberals like, you know, California, New York, Maryland, Illinois, Rhode Island, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, very blue states, Massachusetts, will certainly have legal abortion, and red states will not. It'll be no abortion or very limited, severe restrictions on abortion, as it should be. And so liberals will move out of those states. Liberal women, feminists, and liberals in general can never live in a state where abortion is banned. They'll lose their mind. They'll all move to California, which makes our states much better places to live. Goodbye. God bless you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. See you later. Arrivederci. You know, don't be back. So it's great. This ruling doesn't ban abortion. It makes it a states' rights issue, which makes it more likely that states will pull away from each other. California will have nothing in common with Texas, right? New York will have nothing in common with Florida. And conservatives will flee New York for Florida and Texas and my state, Nevada. Californian conservatives will flee California for Nevada and Florida and Texas. And people in Florida and Texas who are liberal will flee for California and New York. Get it? That's the way I foresee America in the future. If we want to avoid civil war, avoid revolution, we have a peaceful answer. That answer is divorce. I don't call it secession. Secession reminds people of the Civil War. Divorce, everyone's comfortable with divorce. Everybody's witnessed it. Everyone's experienced it. Either you've been divorced, one of your kids is currently divorced or about to get divorced, or you grew up with a mom and a dad that were divorced. Everyone's been through a divorce of some kind or another. It's not the end of the world. In many ways, it makes your life better. I was divorced a few years ago, and I'm remarried to the most beautiful, wonderful woman in the world, Cindy Parker Root. And so I'm thrilled. It all worked out great. Thank God I got divorced. I'm sad I got divorced, but thank God it led to a better life. I think America needs a divorce, and it'll lead to a better life for all of us. Think about this, liberals. Wayne Root is making common sense. It's a win-win. You get open borders in California. You get illegal serving as policemen. You get illegal serving as judges. You get illegal serving as defenders in front of the court, public defenders. You get everything you ever wanted. Illegals get all the welfare they want. You have all the open borders you want. They all get free. They get to vote. They get free medical. And you get vaccine mandates for everyone and mask mandates for everyone. And you can lock down the whole state with vaccines and masks for the rest of your freaking life. You could all hide in your home with masks on. You could all love Joe Biden and kneel down to the vaccine god you love and the Biden god you love. You know, your god has dementia, but you don't notice that, so that's okay. And you can have all the green energy you want so that in the winter and the summer there's massive breakdowns and you freeze and burn to death. God bless you. That's great. You can have what you want. No more policemen. In your states, it'll all be social workers who show up when you call, you're being murdered. They'll send a social worker with no weapon. California can have all that. New York can have all that. The streets will belong to the thugs. People will be murdered in the middle of the street in broad daylight. God bless it. Liberals love it. That's your state. Homeless and tents and poo and pee in the street. Everything you ever wanted. And we will have none of that. My state will have closed borders. My state will have no illegal aliens and no illegals voting. And my state won't give welfare to illegal aliens. My state won't give free health care to illegal aliens. You will not be able to go to college if you're an illegal alien in my state for free while good citizens pay for it. This is ridiculous. We won't have vaccine mandates or mask mandates or any lockdowns ever in my state, right? We'll all have what we want. Why would you argue about that? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that the definition of win-win? We need a secession. But I don't want to call it a secession. That's a bad word. We need a divorce. All of America is familiar and comfortable, if not sad, with divorce. We don't want it, but we've all experienced it. America needs a divorce. That's what we've got to have. I can't live with you. You're all crazy. Oh, you know what I left out? In the blue states, your children will all be brainwashed. All the boys will dress as girls, and all the girls will dress as boys. And the girls will wear their Target binders, and the boys will wear their whatever the hell they call the thing that holds their thing in. And you'll all be crazy together, you whacked out nut jobs. All of you will believe white people are evil, and that's your right in your state country called Cali, Mexico. God bless you. In New York, you'll all live happily ever after. The entire state will be a bunch of transgenders running around, women with penises and men with vaginas. God bless New York. I'm sorry I was ever born there, and I never want to see it again. You can go to hell, New York. So we will live in red states where everything will be normal. All of you will get your bizarre, abnormal behavior out, and you can have all the parades you want for transgenders and boys who become girls and girls who become boys. And they'll all be watched over, not by policemen at the parade, but by social workers with a pen, not a gun. Isn't that the liberal dream? And you'll all be riding around in electric cars. Oh, it's so wonderful. So that's it. That's the answer. It's a divorce. We all need a divorce in the United States of America, because I've come to realize I can't live with you people. I can't live under you people. I will never take orders from you people. You're all crazy. You're brain damaged like Joe Biden, and you have no right to rule my life and tell me what to do, because everything you believe in is bizarre. And by the way, I left out, in the blue states, they will censor, they'll book ban, they will ban anyone from speaking who doesn't agree with them. They'll put you in some sort of Twitter hell. They'll put you in some sort of re-education camp. They'll torture you and brainwash you. They'll take your property away. And in red states, we'll all live under wonderful capitalism, and we'll all make money and enjoy prosperity for the rest of all time. God bless Texas, Florida, and Wyoming, and Idaho, and maybe Montana, and I hope my state of Nevada. Every day the whole California moves here, and every one of them that I meet is a Republican moving here, escaping from the madness of California. I hope you're making my state a red state, but we shall see. I believe the elections are rigged, so it really doesn't matter. Once Democrats get in control, they rig it so Republicans can never win. I promised you I'd finish up the commentary I started about the greatest GOP salesman of all time, Joe Biden. I talked about all the terrible things Biden has done. Here's the result. Latinos have moved from lifelong Democrats to a double-digit GOP lead. Can you imagine? Biden has changed the political beliefs of an entire race of people in the United States in only 18 months. And parents with children under the age of 18 are now supporting the GOP by a 21-point landslide. Biden has turned liberal mothers into GOP mama bears. Even young people are becoming Republicans. Biden's ratings are lower among young people than any other age group in the United States. So Trump is superhuman, but Biden wins my award as the greatest GOP salesman in history. Thanks, Joe. You're the best. Nobody has ever done it better. Wade Allen Root, guest host for Alex Jones every Tuesday in this hour. WayneRoot@gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com, and the great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is my baby. Coming up next, more of Alex Jones.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.